Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. Derek Jones with you on 920 AM The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio, as we bring you another edition of the Mitch Henderson Show. We're with you each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. during the Princeton Tigers basketball season, and a lot to get to tonight. You will hear from, of course, the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, along with assistant coach Sky Etten and Princeton guard Aaron Young. An action-packed show and a lot to cover from a weekend in which the Tigers took to the road for two against Cornell and Columbia, and a weekend where Princeton suffered a lot of heartbreak as a result of the two games in New York. Really one of the crazier weekends in recent Princeton memory as it relates to the Cornell contest that we'll get to momentarily. But the Tigers, as it stands right now, 3-7 in Ivy League play. And we'll get into the standings here in just a little bit. But one thing to keep in mind here as you unpack what's happened over the last couple of weeks here for the Tigers, the Ivy League as a whole right now is still, and we've been saying it week after week after week, very congested. And when you take a look at what's happened here to Princeton with in correspondence to the rest of the league, Yale right now is in the three spot, if you will, out of the top four who make it to the Ivy League tournament coming up in March. Yale is at 5-5 in league play. The Tigers, despite all of their struggles, are just two games behind Yale. Now, four games left to play, but that kind of shows you the spread here of things as we head down the stretch. Yale's at 5-5, and then you have a cluster of teams after that still vying for spots 3 and then 4. So we'll see how things unpack here over the next couple of weeks for the Tigers, who will welcome in Harvard and Dartmouth coming up this weekend at Jadwin Gymnasium for their final regular season home games of the 2017-18 season. But let's go back to last Friday night and one of the craziest games, certainly I've seen in a long time, and one of the craziest games in the Ivy League in quite some time. 107-101 win for Cornell over the Tigers. Triple overtime contest, a game where Princeton was up by 22 points about midway through the second half, and then Cornell steadily charged back over the remainder of regulation and eventually grabbed a one-point lead at 76-75. Amir Bell had an opportunity to give the Tigers a win. He hit the first free throw to tie the game up at 76, and then from there, he ends up missing the second free throw, and the Tigers go to overtime from there. And, you know, you take a look at those three overtime sessions, and the first two really kind of mirrored each other. Both teams kept it very low scoring, only 6 points total each side in the first two overtimes, and you felt like both teams had a lot of opportunities to maybe salt things away or grab a victory heading into the late stages of the first and then second overtime, were unable to seal it up. And then in the third overtime, Cornell, in part thanks to a lot of fouls the Tigers had to use in accordance to extend the game, ended up scoring 19 points in that third overtime session to Princeton's 13, and it all concluded in a 107-101 triple overtime defeat for the Tigers in one of the longest games in Princeton Tigers history. That was still a couple of overtime short of the longest overtime game played in Ithaca, New York, between the Tigers and the Big Red. There was a 5-overtime game back in February of 1979 that ended up with the Tigers winning by the score of 66-61. So Princeton goes after this contest, and really, you look at the dynamics of this trip, it's always a challenge, that Cornell to Columbia swing, because when you go from Ithaca into New York City, it's about a five-hour ride after the game's over. Of course, with the game starting A, at 8 o'clock, B, concluding very late because of the contest. The Tigers really didn't get into their hotel until a little bit after 3 o'clock in the morning. So that made things obviously a little bit more difficult for them heading into the next day against Columbia. And in that one, an 85-60 loss to the Columbia Lions. And you take a look at a couple of games here for Princeton. In the first night, the Tigers, they played well throughout the first half and into the second half against Cornell. You take a look at some of those numbers. Devin Canty, he had 32. Miles Stevens had 25. Aaron Young with 16. Will Gladson with 10. A night later, the buckets were a little bit more difficult to come by for the Tigers, as really Princeton really fell under siege thanks to a hot shooting Columbia offense to start out. Columbia led at one point 30-9 early on in that first half, and obviously one of the key players for them, Kyle Castlin, off of the bench, 22 points for Columbia, one of four double-figure scorers, and early on it just felt like they couldn't miss a shot. You take a look at Castlin's 22, Quentin Adlish had 18, Mike Smith and Lucas Meisner doing their thing, and of course they've been really two of the key guys for the Columbia team all season long. And in the end, those four performances really doomed the Tigers. Princeton was led by Amir Bell, who had 12 points in the performance for Princeton. Meanwhile, Devin Canty chipping in with 11, and Miles Stevens with 10. Aaron Young had 8 for the Tigers, but they just could not muster enough to hold off a tremendous performance by the Columbia Lions, who led by as much as 28 in that game. So in total, the Tigers fall to 3-7 on the weekend. Columbia moving to 4-6. And as it stands, a three-way tie for that fourth place spot in the Ivy League. Brown, Cornell, and Columbia all in 4-6. Obviously, the Tigers have finished up with Cornell and Columbia this season. They still have another game left with Brown on the final weekend of the season when they see Brown and Yale coming up here in the first weekend of March. And of course, right after that, you have the Tigers at 3-7. And, you know, there are a lot of crazy scenarios that have been kind of filtered out there. There was one that was put out by the folks over at the Yale Sports Group. There is actually a scenario in which Penn and Harvard, of course, could finish at the top of the Ivy League, but everyone else, with the right combination of wins and losses, could actually finish at 6-8. That shows you how crazy the league is this year and how crazy the ending of it could be this season. Up next for the Tigers, they will take on the Harvard Crimson this Friday at 7 p.m. at Jadwin Gymnasium. And then one night later, it will be senior night for the Tigers against the Big Green of Dartmouth. That one starting with a 6 p.m. start time. Of course, the Tigers looking to avenge a couple of losses back on the swing earlier this season in the beginning of February, where they had to take on Harvard and Dartmouth on that Friday-Saturday swing and a couple of tough games there. And we'll see if the Tigers can turn their luck around this coming Friday, beginning with the Harvard Crimson. We'll take a quick break here on the Mitch Henderson Show and then bring in the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, to catch us up on all things Tigers right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. You are listening to Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. It's the Mitch Henderson Show. More headed your way right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Tiger fans, be sure to catch all the action as Princeton men's basketball takes on Harvard Friday, February 23rd at 7 and Dartmouth Saturday, February 24th at 6. The first 500 fans in the door Friday night receive a free t-shirt. On Saturday, stop by the free bounce house and face painter. For tickets and more information, visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets or call 609-258-4TIX.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP extended life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
When you join us live each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there's always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll really enjoy the selection, whether you have a taste for something sweet or savory or both. You'll find more details at princeton.winberries.com. Welcome back to 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. We're here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. It's the Mitch Henderson Show, and we bring in right now the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Derek. Glad to be here. Great being at Winberry's.
Yes, fantastic atmosphere as usual, and and let's hop into it with the Tigers right now, and a tough weekend with the two losses in New York. Let's go back to last Friday night and the triple overtime loss. You and I talked a little bit before the game on Saturday night against Columbia, and just take me through again some of your feelings about that triple overtime loss and where you thought maybe the game kind of turned there when they were able to really cut into that 22-point lead.
Right. Well, you said it. So that was the beginning. And I thought it hinged on three plays. We were affected by pressure, and we lost our way, which when I say way, you know, the standards of what we've been doing over the last few years is I think we've been a very good transition defense team. And this year, I mean, you can only give up maybe 2 points in transition if you're a good transition team. We've been giving up multiple points just running back. I almost ripped my jacket like Incredible Hulk, you know, trying to pull my jacket open. Upset at our ability to get back in defense. So I thought that they did a great job forcing us to change the way we played a little bit. And then you have three overtimes. So we put ourselves in that position and still had opportunities to get it done. But, yeah, really difficult loss. And as you mentioned, you know, it's I feel like what's this deja vu all over again?
Yeah.
You know, here we are back at Winberry's.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be, but not a conversation we want to be having.
And that's, you know, that's the thing. You look at a game like that, and it, as you said, boils down to a few plays. It seemed like there in overtime, after a while, a game like that just has to come down to, I would think, how much gas these kids have left in the tank,
yeah,
because you look at some of the final minutes numbers for the players on both sides, you're looking at in excess of 45, 50, 55 minutes in some cases.
Yeah, you'll essentially play close to another half, and, you know, we had a lot of guys out there playing more than 45 minutes, three, Miles, Devin, and Amir in particular. We had the ball at the end of the game both times, for the first overtime or regulation, and the first of second overtime had chances. So, You asked me before tonight, have you ever been involved in a triple overtime game? It's like, nope. And I hate to say that in our first triple overtime game, we were not victorious. And unfortunately, it was the Friday night of a double, a Friday and Saturday weekend. So, but boy, that one hurt. It hurt. I can't get around it. There's just no other way to say it.
And, you know, that's the fourth time this season the Tigers have played in one of those overtime games. It's just something, it's an incredible number to see that's taken place so many times this season. But as you said, you get down to games like that and you just can't get the plays to swing your way. It can really hurt you.
Well, we've been successful. I think we're 2-2 in overtime games this season. And, in all four cases, I feel like, we've spent so much time executing and working on situations. And, I read this article the other day. You tend to rethink and spend a lot of time thinking about what you're doing and how you're talking. And a lot, there's a lot of coaches out there, right, like that aren't, they want to help, right, people that want to help you out. But I remember Larry Bird saying one night that when, I'm from Indiana, so like,
right.
He was saying, they asked him how it was when he was playing really well. He's like, well, I was thinking about my grandmother or what I was going to have for dinner that night. Totally in the flow, right? So we're not in that place. That's what we need to get to is just playing, right? And I think that's – how do you get there after you've got the wrong end of a streak going? How do you get to that, right? Like get back to a place where you're just playing basketball. And that's what everybody wants. Me at the front of the line, I want that too.
A night later, the Tigers fall 85-62 Columbia, and it's really, no matter what happens a night earlier in a game like that, whenever a team comes out shooting that well from the field, I believe they hit 8 of their first 11 threes, something of that ilk. They just had a hot hand early on.
We had no answer for what they were doing. We were, we're down quickly, 12-2 timeout, and then, 25-7 timeout, I think I used 3 in the first half. We've got that look in our eye, right? We're not in a great place, and yet, I asked the guys today right before I came up here. I said, "Hey, are we still having some fun? Can we do this? Is this a grind?" And it was a resounding no. And that's the key: is press on. I said this last week: keep going, persist, keep pushing forward. That's the key. You want to talk about Columbia? I want to talk about coaching the team. So, here we are.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was listening to a conversation with Tom Crean a couple of days ago, and he talked about the concept of in-game failure being one of the toughest things that coaches have to deal with from the player perspective and getting them kind of back over the hump after they experience that. How challenging has it been for you to kind of get these guys recentered during the course of games when things don't always go the way you want them to?
Well, I don't know exactly how. I don't know if I have all the right answers, but I know that I think the players feed off of the energy from the people that are around them and the people that are closest to. And I think our guys have been very supportive of those guys on our team that have struggled, number one. Number two, if my actions are negative or if I'm super upset about something, that's probably going to carry over. So what they need at this point is encouragement, positivity, we can do this, and teaching and thinking. And, okay, I saw you do that. Can you do this? And, they're growing right now, right? Like, there's a lot of growth going on, and we're learning a lot about ourselves, and the coaching staff included. But you're right. Like, you make a really good point. Like, in-game failure, boy, that's not something you learn about. There's no class involved with that. But I know that 7 or 10 years from now, you don't need to be talking about that failure. You need to be talking about what was the response.
Right.
And that's what you need to talk about.
Now, it's got to feel good to get back in Jadwin for an extended period of time, at least for this weekend, after a couple of weekends in a row on the road as you bring in Harvard and Dartmouth this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we got seniors, that are playing their last home weekend. We've got a really talented Harvard team that's playing very well that we saw not just 2 weekends ago, but I think playing even better now. And then, of course, we lost to Dartmouth too. So, we're And we're not really talking about where we are in the standings at this point, because we just need to get one, right? We got to get one, and I think we need to get back to playing Princeton basketball, and we're excited to be doing that here at home.
Harvard this Friday night. You mentioned they're certainly playing well right now. Chris Lewis was a big force for them last Saturday. An unusual game the first time around because it was a tight contest early on in the first half. They had the big run, but there's a lot of foul trouble in the game on both sides, so Lewis didn't really get a chance to spend a ton of time out there on the floor. What kind of player is he? Certainly we've seen a lot of him over the last year plus if you follow the Tigers.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I see him and I see, you know, did he, you know, Mo Lewis, who was his father. Does he have to have Mo Lewis? Does he have to have his dad's arms? You know, well, he is a really difficult kid to match up with. He finishes so well over. Now, I think he's made such terrific improvements. He's worked on all of his weaknesses. You know, it used to be when he had trouble over his right shoulder. That's not the case anymore. He's making really consistently tough shots over both shoulders. And he's become, I think, a really good passer out of some double teams. So, difficult kid to guard. And there's a lot of nice pieces around him too, right? So, and they're playing like a team. They really know what they are. And they're committed to, you know, defending. They're very difficult to score on. And you're right. I thought we played them as well as we could play for about 10 minutes. Unfortunately, it's a 40-minute game. So we've got to be a lot sharper, and we're ready for that. We're excited for this opportunity.
What do you need to do this weekend to grab a couple of victories here against Harvard? Of course, the night later, you mentioned senior night against Dartmouth, who is 2-8 in league play. A team that plays seemingly so hard each time they're out there on the floor.
Yeah. Well, you know, just answering your second part of the question is about Dartmouth. You know, they're one of the best, you know, low-end teams. We're only one game ahead of them, but they're really solid and really well-coached, and they know exactly what they need to do to win, and they've been in all these games. And I think over the course of the weekend, Derek, what we're looking for is execution of the scout, right? Like, so I think what happens sometimes when you lose some games is you tend to start to grasp at straws, right? There's a natural human tendency, just human nature, to go a little bit over the top to try to get things corrected. Up five, down five, you just say, you know what, we need to put it away right now. Whereas actually being solid, executing, being together and being a team gets it done. And we have that. We have that ability, and we just need to find it. So also with that is momentum. I think we need some momentum on just well together over the course of 40 minutes. So, you know, I'm excited. I thank goodness we get to keep playing.
And a great opportunity for the Tigers this weekend, first against Harvard at 7 o'clock on Friday and then Dartmouth at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us here this week.
Great. Thanks, Derek.
We'll take a quick break from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. When we come back, welcome in Assistant Coach Sky Edden and Aaron Young right here on the Mitch Henderson Show on 920 The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
For more than 30 years and counting, Winberry's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winberry's happy hour and late-night food offerings. Located in Palmer Square, across from the campus, the reason Winberry's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winberry's.com. Welcome back to the Mitch Henderson Show from right here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. As we welcome in right now, assistant coach Sky Edden and Princeton guard Aaron Young. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
Great to have you in. And Coach Edden, let's go over the last week here for the Tigers. And we talked a little bit about it with Coach Henderson as it relates to that triple overtime game. What was that experience like for you and kind of seeing how the guys were getting through that and for such a tough contest?
Yeah, you know, you don't see triple overtime too much. I mean, it's rare and something, since I've been here at least, we haven't experienced. And it's a grind. You know, you're almost playing two full games with triple overtime. So, you know, for us, it was a battle the whole time. Overtime, and credit to Cornell. They just made a couple shots, and we did.
Aaron, a game like that has to be, you know, you mentioned the physical aspect of it, but mentally, that's got to be a challenge too.
Definitely. I think, you know, in those sorts of cases, you have a particular game plan that you're trying to execute, and then the game changes as you go from overtime to overtime, and certain guys aren't on the floor anymore, maybe. They got fouled out. The game changes pretty rapidly, and you're trying to change with it. So it's definitely demanding physically, but also you're trying to, you know, stay at the curve in terms of the mental approach.
What's been the focus here over the last couple of days to try to get the Tigers ready for another tough weekend? It seems like all the weekends this year in particular are very tough because of how tight-knit the league has been.
Yeah, you know, Coach has just been preaching, let's be the best version of ourselves every single day. So we're working on improving ourselves every single day. And, you know, right now we're in a four-game tournament, and it starts with one game on Friday night against Harvard. So our approach has been to get better every day, you know, clean up some of the mistakes. Let's improve, you know, 1 through 18, and, you know, hopefully get this thing going.
Aaron, for you, you take a look at this weekend. This is a huge weekend for a lot of guys in particular because this is kind of the senior weekend for this group. Take me through some of your emotions as you get ready for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that keeps coming up. You know, it's senior weekend. We're going to have senior night this weekend. It's really surreal. You know, you go through your 4 years and you see the classes come before you, and you always think about, oh, you know, like, you know, I'm going to be there one day, but it never feels like it's really going to arrive. So the fact that it's arriving is sort of a strange feeling. But I'm excited to be having this really close. So I'm looking forward to a little bit excited, but really looking forward to another opportunity to play after last weekend.
How about some of your fellow seniors who you'll be going through with that experience with Mike LeBlanc?
Yeah, I mean, anything specifically? Or,
well, it just what have you learned from those guys, and what's it been like kind of growing up with them through the program?
It's been an awesome experience. I think about back a lot on when we first arrived and seeing each other and really meeting in the first time we all met and thinking, you know, where would we be, you know, 4 years later. And now that time's kind of arriving, again, very surreal. But, you know, I'm just, again, excited to get to play with those guys. I've learned a lot from each of them in their own individual way. Some guys are more into certain things, and just getting to know each of them off the court in a really personal way has been special, and those guys are my brothers.
Coach Etten, what has impressed you most about? And we all know his shooting range is pretty ridiculous, and we'll get into that in a few moments. But what's it been like watching him?
Yeah, I mean, you said his shooting range, it doesn't end. And when he's locked in, I mean, he doesn't miss. But it's just been his approach, you know, being a senior, now being a leader, you know, watching, you know, teams go through ups and downs. He's really stepped into kind of a leadership role in terms of, you know, doing things the right way and you know, holding some guys accountable and making sure us as a program, top to bottom, you know, seniors to freshmen are doing things the right way. So I've been really impressed and happy with his approach throughout the season, and especially as of late, kind of bringing the guys together.
And Aaron, whenever Noah Savage and CU shoot during the course of a game, for a lot of guys, the threes you're making are, you know, you see someone take that shot and you're holding your breath. For you, when we see you take it, it's as soon as it leaves your hand, yeah, that's probably going in. Take me through the process of how you develop the range and maybe your practice preparation. How do you get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, it just comes from a lot of reps, and I think some people look at those shots and you're like, man, he's kind of far out, but those are the types of shots that I practice with Sky. I'm stepping back, moving, all kinds of variations. So it's just about repetition, and those, the further and further out you get, it doesn't necessarily feel as far as you might imagine. So it's yeah, just reps, man. Just getting them up.
We had Jerome DeRozier on a few weeks back, and I believe he mentioned you would challenge him to like a few makes during the course of a practice. Do you go through a similar process?
Yeah. So there are a lot of sort of different. I'm getting enough variation, but a lot of stuff this guy and I do are kind of on the move stuff. A few spot ups. Few spot up drills, but I find the more I do on the move stuff, the easier the spot up shots start to feel. You know, the stationary catch and shoot types of shots. So there's no necessarily kind of one thing I do, and I do try to mix it up to keep myself challenged. But yeah, just again, repetition. That's the name of the game for shooters.
Is there a guy in the NBA you look at who you try to pattern, who you admire as a 3-point shooter? One name that I've heard from time to time in terms of your range is Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, I love to watch Steph Curry. He's so exciting. But I've never really watched NBA shooters and thought of myself in that way, just because, you know, you have guys like Ray Allen or Reggie Miller who are, you know, kind of longer, lankier shooters. I grew up watching guys like Scottie Reynolds, if you remember him.
Yes.
From Villanova, was a huge, huge influence on me as a young guy learning to shoot. J.J. Redick was super influential as someone I watched, and I was like, you know, looked at the way he shot and where he was shooting and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of college players, a lot of guards who have been good over the years have been the guys that I've just, you know, looked at inspiration and have been a big part in my development as a shooter.
Sky, this year his role on the team certainly evolved a lot because in part of the injury to Jose Morales, but, you know, the team needed the guy to step up, and he's been able to do that at times, of course, throughout the season.
I'll tell you what, Derek, it takes him about 5 minutes to make 100 shots. So it's a really quick process. I'm not rebounding for long. But, no, he's stepped up into a role that we need him to play. And what people don't realize, I think, is, you know, what goes unnoticed is his ability to defend on the ball. And he's one of the quicker guys in the league, and he can really stay in front of guys. So I think that's added a huge, huge spark for us, especially with all the good guards in the league. And you know, I think his shooting is obviously something that everyone sees, but his defense has really helped us as well.
It seems like you, when you want, we watch you out there on the floor, it certainly seems like you take a lot of pride in that particular role with the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, my approach sort of over the course of my career and control what you can control. And defense is always something that, you know, you don't have to be the biggest guy. You don't have to be the strongest guy. You don't have to even be the best defender. But if you're giving that effort every day when you step on the court, you're going to have pretty good results. So that's what I've just tried to do. And now that it's been something I've been able to develop as a skill, it's something I definitely try to take pride in. I think it's really important for our program.
So last week I had Will Gladson on. And I mentioned his 3-point shot because he's a guy who likes to step out and shoot. And he felt like he could hold his own with some of his fellow teammates. Who are some of the other outstanding shooters? Because sometimes we see guys in different roles out there in a game-in, game-out situation.
I mean, looking across the board, I think there's sort of like different tiers you could put shooters into our team. I would put Will, you know, three, edging on two, depending on the day. To name guys that Will could shoot with, I don't know. I put maybe like Vito in probably that tier with Will. I'd look at
who else?
Maybe Noah in that same tier. Charlie is actually a great shooter. He might be two. Elijah. There's it's pretty much like Devin and I pick teams, and then you know you never know what you're gonna get after that. So Will can hold his own. But he's day to day.
How are the in-game competitions or in-practice competitions between these guys in terms of shooting?
Oh, it's fierce. I mean, we shoot every
seriously.
Like Aaron mentioned, a lot of times him and Devin are captains, and they're picking a team. And you know, coach always like tells people, "Don't get offended. You know, don't get your feelings hurt." And you know, guys have some fun with it, and it's been good for us because we get a lot of shots up in practice, and that's a huge emphasis of what we do here. You know, we talk about chicken shots, so he's definitely one of the best of them.
Well, more with Edna and Aaron Young in just a few moments. We'll take a break from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey, 920 AM. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way in just a few moments right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up! Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
And Princeton, Derek Jones with you for the Mitch Henderson Show. A reminder, when you join us live each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there's always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
No! This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Couple games from in the paint. So, you know, I think for us it starts with taking care of the ball and getting stops.
Impressively, you know, they that first game, when you take a look at what they were able to do defensively against the Tigers, they're a very, very physical bunch. I mean, how can you combat that during the course of a game?
Yeah, you know, we got to keep guys moving. You know, it's they're trying to deny the wings, deny passes, overplay things, and we've worked against that in practice this week. And, you know, I think it takes poise. It takes guys like Aaron who have been through the process and to kind of know what to expect to, you know, lead us through that and you know, obviously take care of the ball and get it. Us moving the ball well and playing with each other.
Aaron, when you look at this last stretch here for the other, how do you keep the guys' spirits up? You know, it's been a tough run here over the last six games, and you're heading into a weekend where you're back in front of the home crowd here for the first time in a few weeks. How do you keep the spirits up of your fellow teammates?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, we've had a little bit of a rough patch here, but at the end of the day, I think the best way for us as a group to keep our spirits up has been, you know, to get together as a group and sort of be candid and talk to each other about what's going on and talk to each other about, you know, the best way to move on from whatever it is that we're experiencing and really continue to relay that confidence in each other and really remember sort of our objective and our goals and keep those things front of mind. And, you know, if just, again, in controlling what you can control, continue to show up every day, have the right attitude, have the right energy and work ethic, and pursue the things that we're looking to achieve as a team, and, you know, let the rest kind of do its own thing.
I want to change course here for a second. On a previous show, it was noted, I asked the managers when we had them on, who is the pickiest eater on the team? Is there anybody who has to, you have to do something a little different for sometimes? And they looked at each other and they said, Aaron. do you have a defense for that, or is that accurate?
I have a little bit of a defense, but it's also probably pretty accurate. So we get a list of, you know, options and things that we could possibly eat, you know, for every meal. So over the years, it hasn't always been like that. It used to be, you know, you get one of like three options and like that space and can get pretty specific with our orders. So I certainly, I think, have one of the more specific orders consistently. That said, I'm kind of one of the guys who puts my order in, then everyone looks to that order and orders the same order. So make it harder on the managers than it needs to be. But that's just, you know, trying to take advantage of the optionality that we're fortunate enough to have.
As weekend, some of the keys for the Tigers here to turn things around?
I think just playing together and really focusing in defensively. That's been something that, you know, has been a conversation for us over the past few days, is really playing for each other and playing for the name on the front of the jersey and focusing in that space. And, like, you know, if we're approaching the game like that and really playing for each other and playing for, you know, the family that we have and that we believe we have, the are going to work themselves out. But that really starts for us, I think, defensively and locking in and really being connected defensively, particularly in our, you know, our communications with each other as we're looking to guard.
Coach, Dartmouth a night later, they're no slouch either despite their record in the Ivy League. It seems like they play exceptionally hard on a play-in, play-out basis. When you take a look back against them, what did you see, and what do you think about here moving forward?
There are no easy games in the Ivy League, as much as we might hope there are. But, you know, I think you know, before we even got there, Dartmouth had a couple teams beat, you know, a couple overtime games that just didn't go their way. So they're a really good team. And I think they're on the younger side a little bit, so they're still trying to figure out how to win those close games. But, you know, they have a couple bigs, really pound you inside, really offensive rebound, and really get after it. So, you know, we obviously are focusing right now on Harvard because that's the first opponent. But, you know, the second that clock ends, we're going to be on to Dartmouth, and we got a really tough opponent with them as well.
Aaron, I'll let you get on this one. What is a bit of advice that you would have for your teammates who will be back with the program next year and for some of the guys who are coming in to join the program for next season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question again. I would say to just, one, you know, approach every day the right way and enjoy the experience that you're having. You know, thinking about a lot of my former teammates who, you know, who are out in the real world now, how much they would love to be back playing and how much they really enjoyed the experience and didn't realize how fun it was all the time while they were going through it. So just to take every day and really try to cherish it as much as possible, as much as you can, you know, when you're waking up at 6 a.m. to go to a conditioning workout. I would say that to them and to just, you know, understand that your time is pretty finite and you have 4 years and it seems like a long time, but you want to make sure that every year you're achieving that goal, which, you know, for us here at Princeton is a championship, and to never, you know, let that waver no matter what happens, no matter the ups and downs that you might experience over the course of the year. Really keep that top of mind in everything that you do, you know, in every part of your life, because at the end of the day, that's really what you're going to remember is that victory and doing it as a group. So that's probably would be my advice. Just, you know, stay focused on the goal.
Family excited for this weekend?
Yeah, the family's very excited. My mom, you know, booked her hotel. Got a few family members coming up. So everybody's excited. They don't get to make it out to games too much. So I'm very excited to see all of them. Looking forward to the weekend.
Fantastic. Aaron Young and Sky Eden, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Derek. Awesome.
This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio, 920 AM, The Jersey. More headed your way as we wrap things up right after this.
So you're interviewing a candidate and he starts asking you questions. You're surprised. You're supposed to be the one leading the meeting. How does he know so much about the culture, the leadership, and where did he find out about the takeover? Don't panic. It's not you. This is what it feels like to interview a well-prepared candidate. He's read about your company on Indeed.com and has immersed himself in your culture. Or he may just be the world's most perfect interviewee. Either way, he's making your job easier. So enjoy it.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies, from both employers as well as past and present employees. You can research work-life balance, salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more, helping you to make informed decisions, all on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to Comscore total visits.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Mitch Henderson Show right here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you, wrapping things up on this week's show. We will be with you each and every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. from right here at Winbury's and Bar. For more, Winbury's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu here features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And there's something this Winbury's happy hour and late night food offerings. Located in Palmer Square across from the campus, there's a reason Winbury's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winbury's.com. Well, as you heard there from assistant coach Sky Edden and also Aaron Young and earlier the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, you can obviously tell they are itching to get this six-game losing streak over with as quickly as possible, and they're moving forward to playing some great basketball this weekend, potentially against Harvard and Dartmouth. You know, there are a couple of things you can take a look at as it relates to the last four games here for the Tigers and the way this could play out for them as it relates to the Ivy League tournament. People forget that last season, of course, Penn, who played Princeton in round one, entered as the four seed in the Ivy League tournament. Penn last season at one point in the Ivy League was 0-6 and found a way to get in. They're able to scratch out wins in six of their last eight games. So while things look perhaps a little dire at the moment in terms of the standings for the Tigers, the reality of the situation is they're one game out of the four spot, and they're two games in the third spot. And that's going back to the point made in the beginning of our broadening. There is a very
Aaron Boone, Gabe Kapler, and Mickey Callaway are all new to managing. Will the Yankees meet their high expectations? How will the Phillies and Mets perform? Will the Astros repeat as champions? Well, we can't make any guarantees on those questions, but we can guarantee you extensive baseball coverage. All year long, from pitchers and catchers to the final out of the World Series. Right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey and 920thejersey.com.
So, overall, when you examine this coming weekend for the Tigers, certainly there's still something there. There's still hope, I think, over the next four games. It's just a matter of them getting things done. And it's not going to be easy, for sure, against a tough Harvard team that defensively is the top team defensively in the Ivy League. They do an exceptional job. They held the Tigers to their lowest point total this season in the 66-51 contest. And, you know, you look at that game back in early February, and the Tigers, as Coach Henderson said, it was a close game early on. Tigers were up 17-13, and then Harvard puts on a big run into halftime, and they used that run to kind of solidify things from that point on. And that, to me, is one of the biggest keys here for the Tigers from here on out. They've if Tom can find a way to stay away from those, we know they have the talent. Play very well and win and succeed in critical moments, but over these last six games, it just hasn't happened for them. So, you know, just talking to Coach Henderson back, emphasis heading into Friday and then see that kind of play out on the floor again. And I think if you're a Princeton Tigers fan, if you can get that done, a tough time. Even when Harvard was making that Ivy League run repeatedly, it's been a tough place for them to play over the years at Jadwin Gymnasium, and we'll see if it is tough again for them coming up on Friday night. As we take a look at the Ivy League scoreboard here, coming up this Friday night, it will be, as we said, Harvard against Princeton. Brown will take on Columbia, Yale against Cornell, and Dartmouth taking on Penn. So if you're a Tigers fan, you're kind of hoping here that takes care of business. The Brown-Columbia winner, if you want anybody, you probably are looking at maybe for Brown tiebreakers this year in the Ivy League. And one of the decisive tiebreakers is how teams played against the top teams in the Ivy League. And Harvard's lone loss this season in the Ancient Eight came against Columbia. So you perhaps would want to see them knock down a peg in the league. So Brown again, and then one night later, of course, the Tigers will take on the Big Green, and then Brown visiting Cornell, Harvard against Penn in a matchup between the top two teams in the Ivy League so far this season, and then Yale and Columbia, and it is shaping up to be a huge weekend for the Columbia Lions, and if you're the Tigers, so you will be the got to take care of business coming up this weekend, first against Harvard on Friday night at 7, and then one night later at 6. That will do it for the Mitch Henderson Show this evening from Winberry's. Special thanks to Mitch Henderson, along with Sky Edden and Aaron Young. That'll do it from Winberry's Restaurant. Aaron Young, I'll be back with you once again next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. right here on 920 The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Tiger fans, be sure to catch all the action as Princeton men's basketball takes on Harvard Friday, February 23rd at 7 and Dartmouth Saturday, February 24th at 6. The first 500 fans in the door Friday night receive a free t-shirt. On Saturday, stop by the free bounce house and face painter. For tickets and more information, visit goprincetontigers.com/tickets or call 609-258-4TIX.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritious approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.